Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that whenever you listen, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope something that you hear in the next hour opens your heart, gives you some hope, and helps you move forward. Now, I have been having a rotten day today. Okay, things have gone wrong. I've had misunderstandings with people. Just when I think things have gotten as chaotic as they can be, something else happens, right? And I came slouching into this, slouching into my office here today and pulled out my microphone, getting ready to do the show. And I connected with today's guests, Kay and Dr. Michael. They make me laugh. And Chrissy has been there in the studio making me laugh too. And just that laughter, just raising that vibration just a little bit makes so much difference. One small change in your energy, one small change in your life, one small change in your day can affect the other areas of your life and the lives of the people around you. Now, my guests, my vibration-raising guests on today's show are clairvoyants, healers, teachers, Kay and Dr. Michael. And they believe that spirit often guides us to take actions that have the power to transform and heal. One person taking action can reverberate around the world. And if you'd like to connect with Kay and Dr. Michael while we're on the air here for a quick intuitive reading, would you please call in? The number is 401-322-9091. Maybe you have a question about change in your life and how embracing that change could transform you. The number to call is 401-322-9091. And if you're listening live at transformationtalkradio.com and you have a question for Kay or Dr. Michael, you can type it right into the instant feedback box in the upper right part of your screen. I will introduce you to Kay and Dr. Michael in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything? That's a great place to find out what's coming up on this show. You can explore some of the great classes that I've got going, and you can even book a private session with me if you're so inclined. If you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, fogcitypsychic.com is where you can go to connect with me. And now, Australia's best-loved husband and wife psychic duo, Kay and Dr. Michael, are internationally renowned healers, teachers, motivational speakers, clairvoyants, and they're the authors of the book Dating the Messenger. They lead inspirational workshops and meditations to help all people connect with spirit. Their mission is to reduce conflict, inspire excellence, and promote wellness so that people can live a more rewarding life. You can find out more about Kay and Dr. Michael and their work at connectwithspirit.net. Kay and Dr. Michael, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you, Karen.
Hello there, and welcome to everybody who's listening.
Wonderful. Now, you did lift my vibration instantly through laughter, and that is one of the most powerful ways to make change, isn't it?
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
We're addicted to laughter and addicted to having fun in a given day, if we can. And granted, sometimes life is so serious that we're unable to be, you know, laughing about a given topic. But it's important to remember why we're doing all of this, why we're here, what we're doing, and getting on with life and enjoying as many of the aspects of it as we can.
And as you said, Karen, you know, laughter is raising the vibration. And when we raise the vibration, then we actually bring magic into our lives as well. And when we have magic, anything is possible. Wouldn't you agree?
I do. And we forget that magic is possible. We forget what it's like to feel that higher vibration. And we get so used to being all down and yuck, right? You get so stuck in there that it's hard to remember how to reach for that change.
That's right. And, you know, every desire that we have depends on our thoughts. So, you know, that great laughter, that chuckle, you know, is necessary because that vibration puts us into that good feel thought mode. And when we work on that, then everything works the way we need it to.
Do you feel like there are ways that we can tell when spirit is pushing us to make change?
Oh, gosh, yes. They keep slamming the door shut every time you want to do something and get your own way and it just doesn't work. That's a sign.
Yeah, that's spirit telling you no.
No.
And the other things that when spirit's trying to get to you to make a change, those are the opportunities that you thought might be a possibility at some point in your life. All of a sudden, suddenly open up and they're there in front of you. But it's the doubting parts of us that say, well, maybe I'm not ready for it. Or, yeah, that's true, but it's such an inconvenient time. And spirit doesn't mind that you miss out on your opportunities, but they keep providing them to you one after another. And those little windows of opportunity are opened for you all the time if we would but recognize them. So recognizing what comes to you in the moment that it does, or if you're in alignment with that is to moving forward in your life, then change can happen. I like to think of life as one potential butterfly effect if you would but have it. Most people are unaware that their life can transform so quickly into from the, you know, the larval stage into this massive, beautiful butterfly stage of their life. And if they would be willing to do that, they would have to recognize each and every opportunity as it comes and take them. And that requires courage. That requires fearlessly just saying, you know what, I'm doing it anyway. Because I feel led to it. Because I feel guided by it. Because I feel ready for it. And just being willing is the first step. It's required.
And we resist, at least in my own life, even when I had a very clear call, I held back. And I think a lot of people do that. We resist even when we feel or we know that spirit is guiding us.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, every day we all suffer from that mental clutter in our minds. So as we free that up, we can be re-energized, we can reconnect, we can recharge ourselves and, you know, be more successful in our steps that we walk on this earth and be happy at the same time. Mental conflict can disrupt so much in our lives, and that's the change that we're delivering and spirit's delivering, because it's a necessity for us now to understand.
And why is change so necessary right now?
Oh, we're in a path of massive, rapid change. Our whole global economy, our global climate is changing. The population is exploding. Technology is exploding into new and greater and better and faster areas. It seems like communications are instantaneous and everything is moving so fast. We must change with it in a better way. And most people are reluctant to change. One of the most powerful forces on the planet is the familiar, the comfortable, the I'm so used to that. And that's a powerful force, and it draws us back to that comfort zone and prevents many people from moving forward into a new area or a new direction. But like all things, we have to change and grow with it. I mean, we are not the same people that we were when we were 14 years old. And frankly, I'm grateful. Yes. I would have been stuck there. I'd have been, you know, hating my life for eternity. That would be terrible.
Yes. I can pretty safely say the world is a better place because I am not the same person I was at age 14.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called change.
And since it's inevitable, we might as well do it gracefully. Yes. We might as well do it with anticipation. We might as well do it with excitement. It's inevitable. It's built in. Evolution is happening all around us in an incredibly accelerated rate. So change is required, and therefore get on with it. Have fun with it and anticipate something good will happen. So many people, when it comes to change, anticipate something bad will happen. Yes, yes, but what if I get that and something happens? Oh, my God. Well, stop doing that. Start doing it the other way. What if I do it and something good happens? Ooh, it could be especially exciting. You know, put yourself in the right frame of mind. Start anticipating and let the universe provide you your vibration. That is, if you're expecting it to be magnificent,
it shall be. Absolutely.
You might miss it otherwise.
And so there's the
get in there.
And there's the magic. That's absolutely the magic.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. Only the other day I put out to the universe, I said, you know, it'd be really fun if I could win a car. Wouldn't that be great? And the very next day in the letterbox was an application to go into a competition to win a car. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll let you know if I win the car. But see how quickly it's moving? In the universe, we instantly put out what we desire. And if you're in that high vibration of, wow, that's fun. Wouldn't it be fun to win a car? That the next thing the universe said, well, here you are. Here's the step. Here's the step. But a lot of people will put out, yeah, it'd be great if you could win a car, but that never happens for me. So now I can't even be bothered thinking about that. Do you hear that vibration? And, of course, nothing will come across your desk. Nothing will come in your mailbox. Nothing will be offered to you when you have that kind of vibration. You're not willing to change.
Now, we're about to hear the vibration of a commercial break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines the light on what you put into your body. You know, April can always be a little dicey because Mars goes into Aries, which makes things a little fiery. This April is no exception. However, on April 25th, we are having a lunar eclipse in Libra aspecting Aries. The word lunacy comes from these eclipses. Then on April 28th, Mars will cross over this point, really triggering it. So there will be aggressive lunatics coming out at this time. You need to be very aware of this and stay away from volatile situations and people. Don't buy into their drama and don't get caught up in it. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, TheMichelleBondShow.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Baby, I got it. And I got Kay and Dr. Michael for you as well. You can find out more about them and all their good work as clairvoyants, as healers, as teachers, as speakers, as authors. Oh, my goodness. It's all at connectwithspirit.net. And Kay has her own new website. And that website, I'm about to say it and I can't remember what it is. Kay, help me quick.
It's kthemessenger.com. Nice and easy.
kthemessenger.com, and that's the letter K, the messenger.
That's right. Just the letter K, yes.
Wonderful. Now, we do have a question from a listener. Glenda is saying, a big move is on the horizon for me and my husband. What do you see out there for us? Any clues on time frame? Will the healing work that I do continue in the new location?
Okay, well, the very first thing I get, and hello, Glenda, is absolutely, you're meant to be doing the healing work. That's your passion. That's your desire. And therefore, that's your success. One of the key points here is that independence is still required between you and your husband on this new path that you're taking. And, you know, even though you're connecting, even though you're on the same wavelength, you still have to have that very individual, independent side of each other so that you're not absolutely fused and get sort of, you know, stuck in, well, didn't we both think this how it was going to be? You've got to have your goal, yes, but that independence is very crucial now for you. Still, of course, on the same path. And that is what gives the strength for this new path. And Glenda, the healing work, ask more. Ask Spirit to give you more answers while you're doing it. And it accept the healing that you require for yourself also as a healer.
I'd also like to add that the place you go to is about 6 weeks or more off. It's not right close. The earliest is about 6 weeks. And the second thing is the healing room that you'll use will be smaller than you're used to or smaller than that you wanted. And that's okay. Go with it. That's still the right thing to do. You'll make it yours, but it needs to be decluttered and it needs to be a free space so that there's less, not more. You're a bit of a more is better kind of person. You need to have less. So that way the energy will be decluttered and be a better match for you.
Wonderful. Glenda, I hope that that's helpful to you. Many blessings as you make that big move and as you continue in your healing work. If you would like to connect with Kay and Dr. Michael right here on the air, you can call in, and the number here is 401-322-9091. That's 401-322-9091. Now, I can hear, Kay, that as you were doing that, I hear what sounds like cards. Are you reading? I know that you teach, you and Dr. Michael teach classes on oracle cards and using those as an intuitive tool. Were you using your cards?
Yes, they're just picture tools. You know, it's that saying, you know, a picture has 1,000 words in it. And so you can use a magazine, you can use a painting on the wall, you can use a deck of cards. So I just pulled out random, but then I just tuned into Spirit. And as a channeler, I can just deliver the message. Often people come for a reading with me. And at the end of the hour, I ask them, well, now, do you have any questions? And they sometimes say to me, well, when are you going to use the cards? I came here for a card reading. And I said, but all the information that I just delivered, isn't that correct? But yes, but you didn't use the cards. So you know, often, as I said, it's a tool. It's a picture tool, and it can give you so much. But, you know, it's just the picture. It's the energy, and it's also I'm talking to spirit as I'm looking at my around in my environment. I'm asking spirit, well, what do we need to know for Glenda? What else? Show me who she is. Show me where she's going. Show me what she's like in that sense. Those are the questions that I need to ask before I even deliver any information. The same as Dr. Michael. He works that way as well.
Okay. And with that, one of the things that I love about your work is your devotion to helping other people connect with spirit for themselves. And I'm wondering how, when people connect with spirit, how can that help them get over this fear, this resistance to change that we were talking about earlier?
Well, you know, I've always said my guides are my best friends, and a lot of the time, and we have a bit of a laugh about this, that I choose my guides over Michael, my husband, simply because they are my best friends, and because I use them 24/7, they go everywhere with me, and I ask them continually, question after question after question. I'm just so used to connecting with them that way to get that extra part of information. And, you know, as humans, we're very curious people. We want to know. And often, you know, people say, well, no, I don't want to know the future. But yes, you do, because if you sat with us, that's the very first thing you'd ask. Well, what's going to happen in my future? So, you know, if we're going out, if we're going to a venue, if we're working with somebody particular, we ask. We ask before we even set foot out. We do our prayer work, we connect to spirit, and we bless them. We thank them for the fact that they are with us as friends and deliver that information that we need. So, you know, we don't make mistakes. The times that we don't ask enough questions, that's when things don't go so smoothly. So perhaps your day that just went really bad, what did you start with? Prayer?
I started with jumping out of bed going, oh, it's not going to be a very good day. That's how I started.
That's right.
And you know what? And we forgive you because we've done exactly the same thing.
Oh, good. That's as long as yes. It's not just only me.
No. We're not perfect that way.
But our aim is to be more in alignment with the higher self and the higher truth of, hey, I'm connecting with a support network. You know, when people feel down and out, it's often they feel alone. They feel that, you know, isolated and cut off and having to do it all by themselves. Well, we offer the relationship with spirit, the spirit that's there with you anyway, but if you acknowledge it and you silently or out loud have a conversation with them, you'll be surprised that the information that comes back to you, whether it be in an auditory form inside your mind or in a picture form inside your mind or just a feeling in your body or an intuition or a hunch, you'd be surprised how often you're being communicated with and having that support network gives you a sense of relief. And I think that's why we offer that and we encourage that. And religion and spirituality has offered that traditionally for a very long time. And then that's what's been missing for most people is they haven't been using it. When the religious institutions have fallen and gone by the wayside, we will still be here talking to spirit as you can.
And as I said, there are our best friends. So, you know, everybody on this planet has a friend, has a colleague, has a mentor, has a family member that they'll call and ask, what do you think about this? Do you think I should go here? What do I do about this situation? Well, we do the same with our spirit guides. And actually, the spirit guides can often be more honest than your friend.
Yes. And just like with friends, my belief is that when we open to our connection with our guides, they give guidance and give advice, and yet we still have our free will.
Absolutely. Of course, that's right.
And it's a delicious experience, as Abraham would say, to have free will and to experience all that that the world provides as an opportunity. Just enjoy that free will because, yeah, you're right. Even if you're given guidance to do it, to achieve an end that you asked for, even if it's not in your best interest, spirit will still provide guidance towards you achieving that. And if you take it, great. If you don't take it, you're exerting power. I like it to power. That is, people feel powerful if they're in charge of their life. But and that's what freedom provides. If they feel powerless, it's because they don't have freedom in a given situation. That is, somebody else is telling us what to do. And I believe everybody should explore their own personal power.
And a lot of times, at least I have certainly talked with a few people who may feel that when change is coming, it's something that that's thrust upon them, that they have no power. That change is something they're going to have to wait for, and then it's going to wash over them like a horrible wave, and they are powerless.
That's right. Yeah. But that's their perception, and I agree that they have that perception. However, I think the way out of that perception is to recognize that you still have power. You have power over your beliefs. You have power over your thoughts. You have power over your emotions. You can choose what you want to feel or think at any given time. I mean, I often joke with people. I said, you could choose to take off your clothes and run down the road if you'd like. Okay, most people won't choose that. But it's always an option at any moment.
And I think this is a good place to say that we here at Out of the Fog with Karen Hager would like you to keep your clothes on, please, and yes. Behave responsibly. This is the opinions expressed by the guests are not necessarily my own.
This is a perfect time for a disclaimer.
So I just have to get that in there. It's not connected to anything you may have said. Now you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guests are Kay and Dr. Michael. You can find out more about them, the classes that they offer. We're going to be talking after the break about the Team Spirit community. Connectwithspirit.net is the way to get in touch with them. And Kay's new website is kthemessenger.com. That's the letter K, themessenger.com. When we come back after this short break, we've got a question from Norma in Los Angeles. So stick with us. Keep your clothes on now. We'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm joined here by Kay and Dr. Michael. They're joining us from Australia, where it's actually very early in the morning right now. And you can find out more about their work as clairvoyants, as healers, as teachers, as speakers, as authors of the very funny, very good book, Dating the Messenger, at connectwithspirit.net. And Kay has her own new website. You can find that at kthemessenger.com. That's the letter K, themessenger.com. We do have a question from Norma in Los Angeles, and she writes, I may lose my job. Can you give me any advice as to what is coming for me?
All right. Well, first of all, it's not as imminent as you think. Secondly, so it looks like you got at least a 2-week grace period before anything would even happen. But just relax and just sort of put it out of your mind, like it's not even an issue. Make sure that you don't accelerate the manifesting of it coming to pass. I still think that you may be glossed over, and nothing is etched in stone here. It's what it looks like to me. So assist yourself by not making it worse.
Norma, I also get from Spirit that if it's a change that you are willing to work with, willing to go with, then it's a very successful change. And I also see that there's a new position for you that is slightly higher than what you are in now, and of course some more money for you as well, but it is a little shift of geographic, like they're telling me it's a little west of where you are right now, and it might feel as though, wow, I have to travel a little bit more, but it's going to be worth it because it's going to give you that accolade that you need for the person you are in the job that you do. It also adds a little bit of training on as well, which, you know, gives that price tag of that new wage that you're getting with it. So Spirit's saying, go with it, enjoy it, say yes to it. Don't be so uptight about, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Just go into, you know what? It's a great move. It's going to be what it needs to be for me.
Plus, you get to actually speak your mind in the new position, which you're being stifled or prevented from.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, you don't usually think of yourself as a teacher, but you have lots to share, and the new position offers that. So go with that and enjoy it.
Mm. Wonderful, Norma. It sounds like this is maybe a change that opens things up instead of shutting things down. So that's wonderful. Now, Kay and Dr. Michael, you are starting something, well, you're starting many wonderful things, but you're starting something called the Team Spirit Community. Why did you set that up, and what is it? How can we connect with that?
Well, what happens, first of all, when people join our workshops, they fill themselves with love and spirit and us, and you know, they often write to us and say, oh, you know, the 3 days are finished now. I really miss you. I don't have that fix. You know, it's sort of like that drug with Spirit. And so we thought, well, you know, what are we going to do about this? This is really not good for our people. And Spirits came up with the idea, Team Spirit, you know, make it a community, make them partners, help them understand that they haven't just done a session with us or a workshop. They continue with us. So we continue to share, we continue to teach, we continue to give. And that's what the world's about. We need to do that for a personal note for ourselves, but also for a community. And everybody has a part that they can share. And that's the best thing about Team Spirit too. You can ask a question, but you can also pop something up there on the board and say, hey, you know, this is what's happening with me in my life today. Is anybody else feeling this way? And then we can all share of, well, this works and that doesn't, and add those bits and pieces. So, you know, your one day workshop with us or three, whatever, can then end up, you know, every day with us, because it's filled with quotes, it's filled with ideas, it's filled with techniques that can move you through. And again, it puts you into a spiritual family. Now, a lot of people come to us and they come in secret. They don't want anybody else to know that they're doing a workshop with us. And then when they go away, they haven't got anybody to talk to about what they've experienced or how they loved it, you know, how they're feeling now, because the person isn't accepting of the spirituality as such. So with their new Team Spirit members, they can still converse, they can still feel as though they can share and that they still count. You know, it's like the person who goes to church, you know, the wife goes to church but the husband doesn't. She comes home and she can't share with the husband what the sermon was all about. So she loses that part. It's the same with spirit. It's the same with the guides. It's the same with the angels. You have the most amazing experiences with them all because they're there and they're happy to be on platform for you. So why lose it? Why not have it on a daily experience? And that's what Team Spirit is about.
Yeah, and it's really about maintaining that connection, because whenever we start a new habit, such as working with Spirit, people need that maintenance aspect to stay involved. And that way it becomes a habit. You know, if we don't do it long enough, we tend to drop it off. It's like that, you know, well, I started the exercise program at the beginning of the year, and now I've already gotten off of it. You know, I made my New Year's resolution, blah, blah, blah. And you know, anytime that we're trying to do a new behavior, we need a community support, or at least, the buddy system with the exercise always seems to make it easier for people. So this is the buddy system. You got other people there working it the same way you are, and it feels fabulous.
Every week I deliver a tape, an MP3 format, so you can download that, listen to what Spirit wants to share with you. So as a channeler, I just tune in and ask Spirit, okay, what do you want to tell the people today? And I tell you, they never are short for words. So there's videos, there's prayers, there's all sorts of things that you get to have by joining us, by taking that membership on and belonging to the spiritual community.
Yeah, discounts, everything.
Yeah, there's discounts for the workshops. There's Team Spirit people get to know first of what's happening with us before anybody else does. So that's Wow. That's that little bit of extra for everybody.
So how can people find out more about the community and sign up?
Well, if they go to www.kthemessenger.com, you'll see information on kthemessenger.com about where they can sign up for Team Spirit. And for less than $1 a week is the input. I mean, it's not much of anything, but the rewards, the massive amount of content and things that we're generating, and the offers and the discounts and everything that we provide for it, it's what most people are interested in anyway. So we're saying, hey, we're here to help you. We're trying to make it as dirt cheap as we possibly can. And we're saying, hey, get on board, join us and find out how exciting your life can be when you now feel like you belong. Because guess what? You do belong.
Right. And it's that thing about how making a little change, doing a little thing, can then spread into other areas of your life. And one of the things that I like about community is that it helps me remember, when there's some accountability for me, it helps me remember, oh, this is what's important. That's right. I said I'd show up, and so I'm going to show up. And in showing up, I'm reaffirming that choice I made. This is important. This matters to me.
That's right. And, you know, often we have testimonials from people that write and say, I went back to my family, or I went back to my job, and I declared to everybody, I'm coming out. I'm spiritual and I love it. And all of a sudden the crystals pop up beside the computer, or the little prayer, you know, on the mirror, something put in the bathroom, that sort of thing, where they feel, yeah, you know, this is me. I am intuitive. I matter. I can have so much more when I'm open to it and when I invite Spirit into my life. Because remember, everybody that's listening right now, you are Spirit. You are intuitive souls that are absolutely awesome in beauty. And when you connect to that understanding of how magnificent you are, you can't lose in anything in your life. That's why team spirit is important. We matter.
And we're back to power. We're back to our agency, our ability to make change. We're back to our magic. When we feel like we don't belong, we don't matter, that there is no place where we connect. I had someone write to me today who said, I feel like a 2-year-old who got abandoned at the mall.
Oh, right? Yes.
I don't know what to do. I'm just standing there screaming.
Yes, yes.
And it's so important. That's what I try to do with this radio show and with my work, what you're doing with your own work. It's so important for people to know there's a place they can go.
That's right. Absolutely. Exactly. Yes.
We needed it when we were starting out. We absolutely, if we didn't have, I mean, it took me more than 40 years to find myself. Okay. I didn't know how I even lost myself,
yes.
But I didn't have anybody else that was more like me. And when I finally found people that were like me, I finally had a sense of massive relief. Like, oh goodness gracious, I belong.
Yeah. You feel like home is, you know, easy because, and that's the thing. Lots of people go to spiritual seminars and they're engulfed with that magic and that wonder and that life and that meeting of people. And then they go home and they go, well, what do I do now? And a lot of people have, like I said, it's a withdrawal. They go, but it was so great that weekend or it was so great that day. And now I don't have anything else in my life. So maintenance, like anything, if you're going to lose weight, you have to continue exercising. So spirituality is the same. And you know what? You never, ever can sit there and say, well, I've learned enough now. Never. Because the world is changing every single day. And because of that, there's always more to learn and there's always more magic to have.
Mm. Oh, this is delightful stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guests are Kay and Dr. Michael, coming to us all the way from Australia. Find out more about them and their work at connectwithspirit.net. And Kay's new website is kaythemessenger.com. That's the letter K, themessenger.com. You can go there and learn more about the Team Spirit community. We will be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. It's Karen Hager, and my guests are Kay and Dr. Michael. It's always a celebration when they're on the air with me. You can find out about what they're doing as speakers, teachers, clairvoyants, healers, authors at connectwithspirit.net. And for more information about the Team Spirit community and many more wonderful things, you can find that at kthemessenger.com. That's the letter K and then themessenger.com. Welcome back. This, as is often the case on this show, we have as much fun off the air while everyone else is listening to commercials as we have on the air. One of the things that we were talking about a little bit off the air was how can people get the clarity, not just the support, but the clarity that they need to sort of see change coming and understand their ability to move forward in love instead of trying to either bat it away or grabbing it out of fear.
Well, I like to say that our lives are little bits of joy dispersed throughout our entire day, as well as our week, as well as our year. If we would but look for them, we'll find them. However, most people aren't looking for joy. They're looking just to get by. And we want people to know you're not supposed to just get by. You're not supposed to just work for the next greatest television. You're not supposed to have the next greatest SUV as part of your experience. There's much more to life than that. And most people get inundated with, bogged down and so many overwhelmed with emails and tasks and duties and how do I do this? They don't know where to turn and don't know what to do. Well, we have put together the 21 Days to Clarity Challenge to help people get clear about what's going on in their life. You can use it in multiple ways, or you can use it in a general way. You can use it in a very specific way where you say, well, I have a very unclear goal and I'm trying to be, you know, I'm in conflict with this, and I can use it to gain clarity on a particular topic. Or you can use it in a general way to tune into your life and do things on a mind, body, and spirit level of putting yourself forward in a better way than ever before.
And for anybody who says, well, look, I'm not spiritual, or I'm not even Christian, I don't even believe in God, Source, you know, it doesn't matter. Have a go at this, because everybody has to get rid of that mental junk that's in their heads. And that mental junk is creating chaos in our lives. The unhappiness is spreading. And we're not about that. We're about happiness and joy and magic and love and being lighthearted and also accepting miracles in our life daily. Now, don't you want that? Everybody wants that. Yes, that's right. Everybody wants that. But we have to start with the basic. It's like learning to tie your shoelaces. You've got to start. You've got to keep doing it and keep doing it. So we're going to give you easy tools to start each day off in a better way. Like you said, Karen, you started with a terrible day. So, and we all go through that, but we can teach you tools that put in a process that it becomes habit, like tying your shoelaces.
What would you say is the difference in someone's life when they have received clarity, when they're living a clear life as opposed to having all that mental junk?
most people will look at them and say, well, she's obviously the charmed one. Everything works out for her. And it's because she's put a commitment into her and her life. It oozes out. It shows because the person isn't complaining. The person is seems to be successful in everything that they do. And the good luck charm actually is there for them. And that's when people really notice that. Well, what has she got? What has he got that I don't have? And who would have thought it would have been just something simple like get the mental junk out of your head and start working on the processes that you need to in your life to bring more clarity to every path you walk.
Mm. Yeah. You'll see the motivation written all over them. You'll see the happiness written all over them. And one of the simplest things that a person can do to become a little more clear, one of the simplest things that is to be honest. If you're simply honest with yourself and life every single day and avoiding one of the biggest lies told every single day is, I'm fine.
Yes.
If you avoid the simple lies that we tell to ourselves and each other and simply become completely 100% honest all the time, then your life will shift in a most magical, transformative way. But the 21-Day to Clarity Challenge is way more than that. But if the listener weren't to do it, I'm giving you a simple freebie. Just be honest every single moment of every single day with every single person in your life. As hard as that sounds in some ways, and as easy as that sounds in others, that will transform your life magically. I promise you, in a better way, that it's the people that you've been hiding the truth from, all of a sudden now to get to hear it. And then they will have to change accordingly. They will have to respond. They will have to adapt. You've been the one who's been adapting the whole time. It's time that you stop adapting and start being truthful. Then your life will begin its transformative effect that it's supposed to have anyway.
The challenge is actually 3 weeks out of your life. But when it brings clarity into your mind and every step that you take, you really can't, you know, miss out on this. It's free to everybody as well. So, you know, you have to give yourself that gift. And often we don't give that gift to ourselves. We're happy to give it to somebody else, but we don't give it to ourselves. So this is the best gift that you can give to yourself. And you'll by your third day, 7 day, 15 day, find that, wow, things are changing in my life and for the better, not the worse. For the better.
Now, where can people sign up for the 21-Day Clarity Challenge?
Well, the 21-Day to Clarity Challenge begins the Monday, the 15th of April, and they can register for it on www.connectwithspirit.net. The information is in our news section, so it would be connectwithspirit.net/news. And in there, you'll find the 21-Day Clarity Challenge, and it's a totally freebie, and it will be we'll also have some information also on our Facebook page. For those who are follow us on Facebook, it's /connectwithspirit. So facebook.com/connectwithspirit. Either way, we'll have information out there where they can take it. Again, it's free. You'll receive email information as to what to do thereafter and how it sets up. But again, it's completely free. And we're trying to get people to improve their life in a simple, easy way. So Spirit asked us to do this, and we're doing it, and we're going to help you.
Oh, that is such a generous gift. And, you know, our time has just, as always, just flies away, just speeds away from us. And we're at the end of the hour. Kay and Dr. Michael, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Karen. And thank you to all the listeners out there that have tuned in to us today. God bless you all.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That is Kay and Dr. Michael. Please check out connectwithspirit.net. And if you go to the news tab on that page, you'll see how you can sign up for the absolutely free 21-Day to Clarity Challenge. Also check out kaythemessenger.com to find out more about the Team Spirit community and all the wonderful things that Kay and Dr. Michael are putting out in the world. Now, next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, my guests will be Dr. Christian Gwinnett and Jillian Roberts. They're the driving force behind the best-selling book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. thank you for listening. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.